I'm keeping him. You can't tell. Not even Mom. What's happening? I don't know. Something scary.
You look great!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
E.T. Phone Home! It's too bumpy. We'll have to walk from here! You gotta find it. E.T., stay with me. I love you.
Where are we going?
All right, welcome back to the Movies. I am Ted Flint. It is the dog days of summer. We are here at the Tailgate Society. Find us on Tailgate Society on your podcast app of choice, Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, Amazon Music, I think, reached out to us. Because, you know, we got to get that Bevos money. You know, not Stitcher, though. Stitcher's dead. Which, you know, I miss it every goddamn day. All right, go to thetailgatesociety.com, find some written content. I wrote about The Sandlot a few weeks ago, ranking the characters and the contraptions that they try to pickle the beast. I am on record that Yaya is the hidden MVP of that movie. He is the only other player besides Benny to go over the fence. I don't think we realize like how much important... He's the only other one to go over the fence besides Benny the Jet Rodriguez is Yaya. Anyways, I'm joined by Jake Voss and Sean Chantez Festerman. We are discussing Back to the Movies. Back to the Movies is the podcast on the Tailgate Society where we discuss movies that we have not seen or have not seen in a hot minute. We're going to do back-to-back Spielberg podcast. I don't think we can get a triple, even though I wouldn't mind seeing War of the Worlds again if we want to do, you know, Spielberg for decades, I feel like. But next one is Jurassic Park. Couldn't talk to these guys in the Schindler's List. I feel like we would be canceled immediately trying to discuss that movie. But anyways, E.T. came out in 1982, and if you've never seen or listen to a podcast, you can't see us, which is a shame because I make these amazing wheels. I'm going to spin the wheel. And when I spin the wheel in 90 seconds or less, we're going to pick one of us three to spoil the shit out of this movie in case you're just here to listen to us talk about E.T., which came out 1 month before I was born and many, many, many years before these two were born. All right. This wheel, as you can see, is a solar system. I'm holding it up. And the thingy is all right. The thingy was I was gonna make the flapper thingy. Are you guys staring at it?
Are you?
I don't know.
Why do you do this?
Happen.
Okay, like, just to be clear,
Your brain work? I guess is what I really need to know.
So I tried making the flappy thingy a phone, like an old landline phone, and it's. Do we know the technical term for the flappy thing on the wheel? Is it the flipper?
I think anyway, it's just a flipper.
I don't know. At this point, I'm going to start calling it some things.
I couldn't make the phone work. I couldn't make the phone work, and I looked over there, and there was the sausage from the American Pie podcast, all shriveled up, and looking like. Well, it didn't look like E.T.'s fingers yet, but then I shoved some glow sticks up there that from the kids' pool party the other day, and now as you guys can tell, it's glowing on the tip.
Glowing shriveled hot dog. Cool. Yeah,
I'm sorry that your guys' brain went to somewhere else. Maybe your dicks shoot light. Mine doesn't, I guess. I must have missing out on that. Anyways, gonna spin the wheel with the shriveled E.T.'s finger thing.
It's E.T.'s finger. Yep, definitely.
That's what it is. It's what it looks. I mean, okay, it might not look like it, but use your imagination out there in the radio land. Don't think in the gutter. All right, and here we go. And thump. God damn it. Goddamn thump shit. All right. Jake Voss, who was negative 11 when this came out, in 90 correct. Seconds or less. Yes, look at my memory shit. 90 seconds or less, spoil the shit out of. I mean, because the finger landed on you. 90 seconds or less, spoil the shit out of E.T., the extraterrestrial.
E.T. and his friends, I guess, family, I don't know, people of his kind, decided they're visiting Earth to harvest plants, E.T. gets left behind. Elliot finds him because he's shuffling around in the shed. Nobody believes him. Throws the ball back out of the shed, and you're like, what the hell is that? They think it's a coyote, which is wild considering the tracks.
Well, right.
Which we can talk about. But anyway, so Elliot befriends E.T., hides from his family, but his older brother and little sister, who's played by a very young Drew Barrymore. I would assume her first role. I don't know that, but I know that's everybody knows.
I believe from it.
I don't know when Firestarter came out, but she was also in Firestarter.
So basically everybody, the kids know about E.T. He becomes beloved. They kind of teach him. Elliot and E.T. have a weird brain link thing that happens kind of early on, and they kind of
psychic link. Yeah.
As they go.
And they're real subtle about that. It's really cool though, how subtle they are about how they. How
yeah.
They
when you know, I don't know that I, anyway, we can talk about that. But so that turns out to be significant is E.T. like slowly kind of dies. They do a cool thing with flowers that it brings back to life. And kind of track his life force. But he's slowly dying, and Elliot is also kind of dying with him. Sad scene. Government people show up, bubble the house.
Fucking government.
Elliot and E.T. are in a bubble hospital thing in the house. E.T. basically severs the psychic link and dies. Elliot comes back to normal health. E.T. is then put in on liquid nitrogen or something, I don't know, in a super cool chamber.
Put in a fucking body bag.
And then just before Elliot's going to say goodbye, or as he says goodbye, E.T.'s family people return, and he starts glowing and comes back.
Elliot!
And then E.T. gets to go home, and you get the sad goodbye, and everything is all good.
Man, that ending, that fucking ending, man.
And there's a lot of things in between that are like iconic that I didn't even touch on.
My God, this movie is so goddamn good. Like I said, 82. We always start with this one, and I'll start with this. What is everyone's like earliest memories of this? I don't know if I have one. Like, it was just always there. Like, E.T. was always there. I don't remember like actually sitting down and watch it until like my oldest sat down and watched it with me a couple years ago. And I was like, holy shit, this is good. Like so goddamn good.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, certainly not a specific, like, time and moment sort of thing. It's, like you said, just E.T. was just there. Like, every kid knew it. You knew E.T. I know I watched it as a kid probably a few times. I remember it being sort of one of my favorite movies. I know we had it on VHS. I remember really liking this as a kid, but this was the first time I watched it. And how old am I? It's probably been 25 years since I watched it. Like, not since I was a kid. I never watched it again. Growing up as an adult, anything like that. But yeah, it was always, at least I know in my head, it was a favorite. I don't know if as a kid, you know what attention spans of kids are. I don't know that I ever sat down and watched an almost 2-hour movie. Like,
it is under 2 hours. Gotta love that. In and out under 2 hours.
Yeah. When I looked up the runtime for just checking on scheduling to watch it, I was like, oh, it fits under the 200 or 2 hour time limit for Ted. So he
can't tell your story in under 120 minutes. I don't want to fucking hear it.
This movie for me, it's kind of it's the same. A lot of these fall because of the movies we're talking about, and then a lot of them being earlier kind of fall under the same thing for me. Like Tez is talking about, is I have no idea when I became aware or watched the movie. I think probably at some point when I was fairly young, but wouldn't have like specifically remembered a lot of the movie. I think I probably had to have watched this movie all the way through in the last probably 10 years, around that 10, 12 years, because I remembered a decent amount, or I like as I was going to watch it, I remembered a decent like amount of like kind of significant parts of it. But then as I was watching, as I was coming up on scenes, I was like, oh yeah, this is what happens next. And then this is going to happen and so on. I didn't remember everything from it, which is why I say it was probably at least a decade, if not a little bit longer, but I have watched it. I know I had to have watched it since
I'm pretty sure I rode the Universal Studios ride before I actually like sat down and watched the goddamn movie. Definitely didn't know when I first rewatched it. I mean, I just rewatched it tonight, but like that there are two flying bike scenes. Mm. Did you guys know that it happened twice?
I have a note about
I don't think so.
The whole bike scene thing, which is one thing that I didn't completely remember. I remembered that it was the group of them flew, but yeah. I thought if you would have asked me, I had not looked at the movie poster in forever.
Right.
I thought it was the group of them, not just him across the moon.
Right. I knew it was just him across the moon, but I guess in my head, like if you would have asked me at noon yesterday, I would have told you that it was the group flying, but like that spot is like they were E.T. and Elliot were just, you know, in front of everybody.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and they do that shot and then that's the rest of it. So yeah, I didn't remember there was two flying bike scenes. Kind of like Jake said, rewatching it, there was moments that in my brain, you know, just popped up and just like, oh yeah, like this happens like at the beginning of the movie when before also, they meet, but even when, you know, when he's in the shed or whatever and the ball gets thrown at him and stuff like that. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this. Like, oh yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the ball in the shed moment. How big a nope would that be for you?
You toss a ball into the shed, a lit up shed, and something else tosses it back out at you? Yeah, no.
I'm not even talking as a child, like right fucking now. Like just you're out and you got done, you notice that you got done mowing and the shed's open and you're like, fuck. And you walk out there and you see something and you throw something in there and this fucking thing pops out.
I mean, I'm walking back in my house and grabbing a firearm is what's going to happen. But
yeah, I mean, it's
you're going to shoot E.T.?
I didn't say I was going to blindly shoot. I said I was going to grab a firearm.
It's the, like, when Jake's he goes like,
I've
in,
seen fucking signs, man. I'm listen, fucking shooting those fucking aliens.
It's even when he goes in and obviously he tells everybody, they're like, let's go check it out. And all the kids grab knives.
Yeah.
And then it's you know, it's also a little bit of one of my favorite tweets of all time is me and my friends would have killed E.T. with hammers. I can tell you that.
Oh, my
much.
God. And not like the fucking fun, like soft ones either. Like not like not the one that you're hitting like the rubber nails into the ground. You're
the ones that squeak.
No, I'm thinking like the soft ones that you don't want to break drywall with.
But, okay.
Yeah. Like also like, all right. So like I said, we always rewatch it while we're talking about this. So like ball comes out, he goes out. We need to talk about Reese's Pieces. We need to talk about Reese's Pieces, M&M, and how fucking stupid M&Ms are. So I don't know if you guys know this. So
oh, is this Reese's... what inspired your tweet or whatever you posted a tweet about anyway?
No, I went and saw a movie with the girlfriend and she bought peanut butter M&Ms and they're fucking better than Reese's Pieces.
They're two different things, but anyway.
They are two different things.
Because they have peanut
butter. All right. Right. Yes. Like my first year at Iowa State, I was in a hotel management thing or an advertising class. So the advertising guy said, I want to blow your mind. And I go, what do you mean I'm blowing my mind? He said, there is no peanut butter in Reese's Pieces. Did you guys know that?
I mean, I would have guessed that based on their flavor. Yeah.
Because when Reese's Pieces first got invented, they could not figure out a way to get peanut butter melty and have the candy shell cover it. They couldn't do it. And that's why peanut butter M&Ms taste better, because by now they have figured out how to properly do it. And peanut butter M&Ms actually have peanut butter. Reese's Pieces are peanut butter flavored chocolate.
Yeah. And I mean, they're still good. I like Reese's.
I'm not saying they're good.
I very much enjoy Reese's Pieces, but yes, I would definitely grab peanut butter M&Ms if they're sitting next to each other.
Peanut butter M&Ms are just the best M&M as it is. And I've had this fight with so many people A lot of people bring that pretzel crap in. Don't bring what the M&M's at me.
It sounds disgusting.
The caramel ones are okay, but that's as far as I'll get you.
I did love the old school crunch ones, though. They're not better than the peanut butter ones. But...
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. You did this.
Back to the Reese's Pieces. So Reese's Pieces.
Oh, the marketing, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the studio actually went to to M&M and was like, "We're gonna make this movie. Here's a script. We want to do M&M's. We want to make it." And M&M's like, "That's the stupidest fucking script ever. We're not gonna give it to you." And then they went to Reese's Pieces. And Reese's Pieces was getting Reese's as a company was getting ready to go bankrupt. They're dying, and they're like, "Fine, whatever, do it." And this movie basically can say that single-handedly saved Reese's Pieces because it became like super fucking popular in 82. Not that people knew about it. It was around, but yeah. It wasn't what it is now.
Are they that? I mean, I guess there were. I mean, I could tell.
Are you asking if Reese's Pieces aren't popular now?
No. I'm just thinking like you say that, and I was trying to think if I was watching the movie that like when it was due, like. Am I recognizing the Reese's Pieces, and is that going to like save Reese's Pieces?
Or... I don't think you understand how popular this movie was in 82. I'm going to give you
it increased Reese's sales.
No, I'm not
60%.
I'm not saying it couldn't happen. I'm just like, I don't know. It seems anyway,
I'm sure there were commercials along with it.
Yeah, they absolutely did commercials.
That's fair. I'm sure there is marketing that went with it.
You want to hear just an absolute wild stat that could never happen now. This movie was in the theater for a full calendar year. That's how popular it was.
Wild.
It made more money on week 8 than it made in week 1. It covered an entire summer.
Which would make a...
Think about 1982.
Would make more sense then than it would now.
No, think about 1982. Back to the Future came out this same summer.
Well, no, I'm saying in the sense of like marketing, people knowing what it is, like hype getting around type of thing.
Right.
It would make sense that it would pick up some steam later being as like popular and good as it was.
It is fucking incredible. Like
no, it's crazy. Like I understand. I guess maybe not completely to the extent of how popular it was at the time, but I do understand it was ridiculously popular and crazy.
Right. And like I said, the Reese's Pieces thing crazy to me. The thing that made more money.
There's more than one example of that being a thing in like movie marketing and choices being made for shows and movies. But
yeah, like I said, let me get the other questions up here. I lost them. All right. Is there any other earliest memories from this movie at all? I remember the Universal Studios ride. That was always in the commercials for Universal Studios was Go Ride the Bikes.
So this was 81. So I wonder
82.
If...
Was it 81? That was 82.
82, sorry. So I wonder if... So they did a big 20th anniversary re-release.
Do you remember the controversy around that?
No. I only know this because when I was looking up trailers, like there was the... first trailer and then there was the 20th anniversary re-release trailer. So I just the thought clicked in my head. I wonder if that like is when it hit Tez, because that would have been kind like
it may have been. Yeah.
What did I imply? At least the repopularization type of like re-admittance into the pop culture type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been because I remember it being, I mean, it wasn't necessarily that it was just around, like it was popular, like everybody knew. And I guess to an extent, I think just most people that are 30 and older-ish are going to be like, they're going to know the iconic parts anyway, you know, your E.T. phone home and all of that stuff. But I felt like all of that was bigger. I don't know, at least for at least a stretch, or maybe just kids are weird and that's just weird stuff. So it sticks in brains of
I'm not saying it wouldn't still be around and super popular without that. I'm just curious, like even for me, if with the 20th anniversary, that would have been like when I was born. Well, if that kind of like re-injects it and keeps it going, like
the 20th anniversary 90s. was not when you were born. You would have been nine.
Sorry.
Right.
You're already hurting me enough. Let's not hurt me some more.
Not 92. Yes. 02, not 92. Well, yeah, I mean, that would have put it in, yeah, definitely Tez's range and my range too. So that's, yeah, so, sorry. I was so thinking about quick, that run.
So speaking of, you guys talking about like how popular it was, et cetera, or the budget was $10 million. Normally I wait and do this shit towards the end of the podcast, but $10 million budget. God. Domestic. I made sure because I fucked up on American Pie. Domestic box office in 1982. This is not adjusted. This is
just
the number
in 82.
What it made.
Oh my God. I mean, in the year.
Let me double check. Make sure that's not fucking,
or like all time box office.
All time
domestic box office has to be. They're probably both.
No, it's definitely not. It's not adjusted for inflation. I got the number. Okay.
Just the year though.
Yeah. The box office. I don't know if it's including the re-release. Just guess the number.
$300. I don't know.
And yeah, I just don't even know how to even bracket it.
I mean, it was a different time.
Can I tell you that it was the highest grossing million movie for decades? Would that help you make a guess?
Ooh.
So until Titanic came out.
Until Titanic, it was the highest grossing movie until Titanic came out.
I don't remember what Titanic made, so I'll say what, 280 maybe? Wasn't Titanic 3 something when it broke? I don't fucking know. I don't remember. Somewhere those numbers existed in my brain.
Cool. $440 million. In 82. Adjusted for inflation, it's $1.5 billion. That's how popular this movie was.
And what's the biggest in the last 10 years?
Endgame, right?
It has to for be. Sure.
SP Endgame.
Yeah.
So, movie is uber popular. It is. In 1982 is a movie year that like people
stayed in
look
the theater
at.
For a year. Like,
like think about movies that come out in 1982. Indiana Jones. First one. Back to the Future. Like, that is a fucking stacked movie year. It's not like.
Yeah.
When the fuck did Goonies come out? I feel like that's even 82.
It's got to be close, right?
Poltergeist is 82.
Right around there.
You know, like, 82 is not a year in which, like, it's not like this year, right? For example, where, like, fucking Inside Out 2, which is very
good. Goonies was 85, so you're...
All right, well, I'm sure you can Google while I'm talking the 82 box office. But yeah, 400...
Grease 2.
Oh.
No, it's not what you're going for.
Not so much.
Rocky
but yeah. 3.
Oh, Rocky 3. Porky's. I mean, Porky's. Man, that is a problematic fucking Curry's rewatch.
On Fire, yeah. First Blood, Conan. Yeah.
So, anyways, is there any... I mean, this is going to be an easy answer, but sure, let's find some favorite quotes from this movie. Besides E.T. phones home.
So, yeah, I kind of took away, I guess, what are, like, the ones that if you know an
yeah, you have to take
of anything about E.T., yeah, like, you take, you know, whether it's the ouch, the Elliots.
Ouch.
Sort of to take that back, when they do the Halloween, when he does the ouch to the fake knife that Mike
it's a
has,
fake knife.
And he keeps trying to reach
ouch.
At it.
Ouch.
The one I had to, the one quote I wrote down was when they're getting ready to take him back, and it's the, you know, just the spaceship's coming, they're coming to get him, just can't they just beam him up? He goes, this is reality, Greg.
Can't they just beam him up? That was a good one.
Fucking
like, yeah, as if that's the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah, you have an alien in your basket, and it's, this is reality, Greg.
I think with taking away the pretty obvious like ET stuff, Elliot calls his screams penis breath at his brother.
Yeah,
and the mom laughs while like scolding him, which is.
But then she gets real mad when he's like, "Dad's in Mexico with Penny."
Yeah.
Elliot crosses a pretty hard line there. Like,
yeah, that was a child not really realizing emotionally what he
as an adult watching this movie. Like 100%, if you like walk into my son as an alien, I'm fucking calling the goddamn feds.
I couldn't tell on the penis breath one if it was just they couldn't get a take where she didn't laugh at him screaming
That was my assumption on that, was like that was the best take they got, but also her just like that's an honest like parental reaction thing, yeah, right? Like just, get like try not to like laugh, but like also like no
fucking you can't kids say that.
All right, well, let's discuss Mike in the echelon of cinematic big brothers. Mike's pretty good fuck, like what's great, at least a B, right? Saw B, like we give him an A.
I think he's at least a B. He starts out as kind of like the older brother, like you're lame, younger than us, whatever.
Right, a little bit of the
alien pretty quick. Like,
but,
I mean, that's
but yeah, like after kind of the first whatever game playing scene that they're doing.
Oh, it's Dungeons and Dragons. If you want to realize like how
well,
much
that's what
Things.
That's what I thought it was supposed to be.
Stranger Things took so much from this fucking movie.
Didn't they have like a full 3D setup going on the board? Was that a D&D
thing? That's how, yeah.
Okay.
I don't play D&D, but
yeah. I didn't know they did like full on.
I'm not that type of nerd.
Setups of I'm doing hand things for.
I have friends who do it and have asked me to help like do like epoxy resin on giant layered.
Oh yeah, no, D&D people go hard, like and like I.
And they're like, we'll pay you. Like it's just, it'll be really cool when we're done. It's just we just need help, and I'm just like, I'd love to help, but I've never done it. But yeah, it's.
Can you do D&D and drink? Can you imagine like how fucked up everybody.
I'm sure you can.
Speaking of D&D,
I mean, I have some friends that do, but they don't drink like I do.
I think they probably also, a lot of them probably indulge in other substances that are not alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had to guess, anyway.
Which, isn't it, in that game scene, is at least one person in there smoking? Even just to say,
yeah. So in that scene, so I made a note of
fucking
this,
80s, right? Are wild.
So I forgot the parental dynamic of the whole movie, and the movie opens and they show that scene and it's like the guys around the table, and there's definitely like cigarette smoke. There's smoke of some kind. Maybe they got some fucking liquid nitrogen shit going on for effect. I don't know. But there's definitely like smoke coming off there. And then the mom is like walking around in a robe doing dishes, apparently, or whatever she's doing while they're playing. I don't know.
And they order pizza.
Yeah. And then they order a pizza without her. No, I don't know. It was weird to me in general.
I understand you guys weren't alive in the 80s, but you know, 80s were wild shit.
Well, I think maybe some of that, and obviously it comes back not long after, but maybe it's just supposed to start building this thing of she's just so busy and in over her head she doesn't even know what's right, happening
so
in the
I
world
did,
around
I did
her sort
the,
of thing.
I did do some prep for this podcast, and they said Spielberg purposely filmed it in a way in which the parent, like the mom, basically not paying attention is a shitty way of saying it, but like just
he was kind of mentally absent.
No, they're saying he's basically saying parents can't see ET because they're not looking for him. Like more or less, like so, like that part where like she hits him with the fridge, like
yeah, just,
that
part
is very obvious, yeah.
So like adults just aren't, unless they're personally seeing him, they're not going to see him because like it's an imagination thing, like
kind of
they're
like,
not,
yeah.
So,
but I think it's
one of those things that
could be a way to state it, but I do think the broader part of that is like a mom who is now more or less a single parent that. It's a pretty fresh thing, and she's just like kind of mentally like in her own space sometimes.
Oh yeah, because
like
her husband's
super present.
Her husband's in Mexico with
her husband. Yeah, her ex-husband's in Mexico with some lady.
Doesn't even like Mexico.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the part where E.T. and Elliot. E.T. gets drunk. Yeah. I want to talk about this frog scene and see where you guys fall in it, because it's very tonally different than the rest of the movie. Did either one of you, without looking at trivia, clock who the teacher is in that movie?
No.
They don't show his face. But he's a very distinct face.
No, I did not. Then
what did he like it, from speaking, you mean?
You should know his voice. One of the most famous actors alive.
I got no idea.
And he had a bigger part and he got cut.
No, good. I did not. But I have things to say about like not showing faces. But anyway, keep going with
It's fucking Harrison Ford.
Really?
Oh.
How old was he?
This is after Star Wars is out. Star Wars already came out in the 70s. Like he is Indiana Jones.
I mean, I probably, if you say that, I have it on. If I rewatch
it, I recognize it right away because I knew exactly what I was looking for. But, and
I have old Harrison. I don't know.
Do you need to turn the sound on for a second to see if you recognize
his voice? I'm already past the point with the movies on up here, but it's already past.
Also, the girl in that is, a Baywatch person. I can't pronounce her name. Erica something from the 90s when you guys are kids. Baywatch is a show from the 90s in which lifeguards and David Hasselhoff, who's also in Knight Rider. Are you aware of the show Knight Rider?
Yes.
Yeah. We all know Kit, man.
We all know Kit, the car.
Yeah.
But you know, some people don't, and that's okay.
It's a Trans Am, buddy.
But yeah, Harrison Ford is just in this for, he's with the bigger part.
I really enjoy to kind of run off of that for a second. I enjoy the, and it would make sense that there was a part that was cut of actually showing him, because they do the faceless thing with the teacher as well as the like scientist people or the guy mostly.
That they, I mean, his name later. Is literally Keys. His name is Keys in the
that's
goddamn.
That's what they put him in the IMDb is Keys. But they do Peter that. With both, they do that with like both of them. So it would make sense that there was a scene that they actually showed Harrison Ford as far as his face, because they eventually the bad guy, you know, the whatever bad guy government person or whoever is like trying to find E.T. Yeah, turns out to be Keys, I guess, that just wanted to find the alien and be his friend. Their friend.
Right. And that's the thing. Like we probably need to go background a little bit, but like. When you look at it back from the end, there really is no villains. Like Keys, he's not a bad guy. He's like, I've been waiting since I was 10 to meet him.
I remembered that being a thing in one way or another, is like they present this person or these people as like bad guys, but there ends up not being like they're not a bad group or whatever. They end up like being okay. They're not like trying to kill
Ray or
whatever.
They didn't mean to purposely kill E.T. Which, you know. All right.
Wait, hold on. All right. What? No, go ahead. I'm going
to
bring
I said they did. I said they did not purposely mean to kill E.T.
They didn't kill E.T.
Okay. Well, they didn't.
E.T. was just dying, and they were trying to figure out how to not let him die.
It's true.
E.T. was dying because his family was not there to give him the life.
Are you saying he was dying because his family abandoned him?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the 80s. I'm surprised they didn't just let him die.
Well, I think that's, I don't know if there's like a lesson or a bigger thing there, but to me, that was like what happened, right? Like,
I mean,
they left, he ran out of like energy. He called,
lost his life force, man.
He called them. They came back, and when they came back and communicate, like whatever recommunicated with him or got close enough, he got his life, like his life force regenerated.
Intergalactic communicator with the speaking spell, man.
Yes.
All right. One thing I definitely forgot when I was watching this tonight, I forget every time, is in the beginning, E.T.'s a fast fucker. Fast as fuck, boy.
Oh, yeah. In the woods.
He's flying.
He's like screaming.
And like, Those little feet, sure. Like, how the fuck are the little feet going that quick? You know, he's fucking flying.
I don't know. Yoda moved pretty fast too.
Fucking Yoda. Also, like, what's about E.T. for sure? What's about E.T. as a character, as a creature design,
as a prop?
Prop.
As a puppet.
As a puppet. Yeah. I mean, that head goes up and down. He's definitely a grower, not a shower. But anyways.
He's not just an alien.
Oh, yeah.
He's not just an alien. He's just not a dick. So like the E.T. design, All right, in the trivia, I learned something really fucked up. And I'm trying to.
I'm hoping. Okay, I want to hear this too, but
I think I know what one you're gonna.
I'm
talk
hoping
about
you guys can
it
give
popped
me
up when I scrolled through the IMDb.
Can give me the details on like the ET in general, because I've forgotten the details, but
there,
I've heard about.
There's four puppeteers. There's four heads. They had four puppeteers that ran the head, I think. But also, when ET was moving. It was a 12-year-old boy with no legs that made the puppet move. Oh, no.
In the kitchen scene, when he's moving around, that's what they said. But it was there's also a 2'10" stuntman that does
Yeah,
some
I thought that's
too.
What I thought. There was a little person that did part of it, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, they said in the kitchen scene where he's running back and forth, it was a 12-year-old boy who didn't have legs, so he was a master at walking on his hands.
Which wow.
I don't know if I ever knew.
I hope that motherfucker got residentials.
Residuals. Residuals.
Whatever. I'm not even going to fucking try. It's fine. Also, just an incredibly chill dog in this movie. Like,
yeah, other than the first time they meet, the dog's just like,
yeah, it's a little aggressive to start, and then he's just like, yeah, whatever, man, he lives here too.
Well, because they kind of set that up the first time he let the dog goes to run in the room, and Elliot's like, no, like, stop, get out. And then the next time we see them meet, I think, was when ET was like walking around the house before he gets drunk, right? Is that when it is? I don't know. They meet again, like, just by themselves, and the dog's like, oh, no, you're cool.
At the end of the fucking movie, the dog's like, I'm coming with you, motherfucker. Let's roll.
Yeah,
fucking...
yeah, he like half runs up into the spaceship.
I'm riding shotgun, you know?
And there's no way that dog doesn't know he's around. There's no way really. That alien has to smell like shit. Like, oh, it's just gotta be not good.
All right. Are you saying that you need a scene of them cleaning, like bathing ET? Like,
it probably wouldn't hurt. Yeah.
Honestly, that would probably be a fun added scene of like
he's just been living out in the
and
forest,
Elliot, like bathing ET, like
traveling and living in space goo or whatever they do. I don't know. Did you see those weird fucking plants he was growing in his shit?
Can we discuss how the ET that comes and helps RET has clothes on, but RET has no clothes on?
Yeah, I mean, I assume that's just like a stature, like, because it's not like fully clothed, right? Isn't it just like a royal, like,
he's got something
garb
on.
Yeah, but he's not like walking. He doesn't like show up with like pants and a shirt and hat on, right? Like,
in a tuxedo.
Isn't it like a royal, like, coat
thing? Fucking suit and tie. Like a real dapper.
I'm not for sure, but that's how I remember it in my head. Was like he just kind of had like a royal, like,
yeah.
I think it is just, yeah, something kind of draped over him,
like a cape.
So speaking of alien spaceship, we're gonna come back to anybody. I gotta ask this question before I forget this question. It's my favorite questions to ask people. If any of us were walking, I know you guys don't have dogs, but walking a dog or walking by yourself at night, doing anything at night, and you saw a legit UFO. Like it flew over you, stopped, whatever proof you need to yourself that you saw a fucking UFO and it took off, but you're by yourself. Do you tell people?
Yes.
Do you tell your friends? Do you say, hey,
I
fucking
I have people that I would tell, certain people I would tell you.
I'm not telling anybody. I'm not putting myself through that. There's no way. There's no way.
There are. Yeah. Yeah, I would.
It's not that, like, if I was hard pressed and like certain people, if I shared it and I go, dude, you know, whatever, you think what you want, but I saw what I fucking saw. Like, at some point, they would just go, all right, maybe, but like, hey, still. Like,
well, that's kind of where
prove
I would be,
it.
Like,
prove it. Like,
like, the way that I am, I'd be like, listen, you can call me, like, say I'm crazy or whatever, but you know that I'm not bullshitting you, because I don't, like, I wouldn't do this. There are definitely people I would like tell and be like, yeah, I saw it. This is what I saw. Like, you know that I think I saw it at the least, like, whether I was tripping balls for no reason or whatever, but this is what I saw.
So a friend of ours, I'm not gonna put on the spot.
Okay.
Texted me about a year and a half ago, and he said he was out I don't think it was kids. And he's like, I saw something. I saw something that came down like in the upper atmosphere, lower atmosphere. It moved around and said it wasn't man-made. It took off. He's like, it took off before I got my camera out. And I believe him. But also, I don't think anyone would fucking believe me if I said the same fucking
thing. No. Oh, it would be you if you said it? Well, I would ask some follow-up questions about the circumstances surrounding said event.
Right. Like, how drunk were you? How many?
What substances had you consumed that day?
Right. Yeah.
How much water had you had in the last couple days?
If I told anybody and there was a drop of alcohol in my system, everybody's going, whatever, dude. Okay. Yeah. It's, you were looking around and you were listening to God knows what on your headphones and just, you saw something. Okay.
Well, that's the thing I think about, like, anybody that would legitimately, that I don't think is crazy, that would ever say something like that is like, I think that person definitely believes that they saw something. I don't know if they did. But that's how I would approach that. Like, I don't know what your situation was, but if you're going to tell somebody that, and I don't think you're a crazy person, then I'm going to be like, okay, that you think you saw it. So
I think your better question is, if you went over to your friend's house and they pulled an ET out of the closet, would you call the feds?
What's your reaction to that?
Okay. So it's my friend, not my kids.
Yeah.
I'm not calling the fuck. No, I'm not calling anybody. Are you guys calling the cops?
No, I'm not disappearing. Are you kidding me? That's my biggest thing in this whole movie. They got people chasing. If there was even a sniff of an idea that you were harboring an alien, the fucking Madisons would have moved out of town and nobody ever heard from them again.
I have a couple clarifications here. Depends on the type of friend we're talking about. Probably, I don't know if I would ever call anybody, but there's definitely people that I would stick around for, and there's definitely people where I would do what Tez is saying. I'd get the fuck out of there, and I would not leave any trace that I was there.
Yeah, no, you're never going to know. I know nothing, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
I haven't been there in years. I don't know.
All right, what is something from this movie that you did not remember was from this movie, which I don't think there's any, but... Ooh.
There's scenes I didn't remember, but they're not necessarily like big.
I've got like a pretty good one, because I didn't remember it at all.
I think the one I have the biggest, I guess it's in all caps in my notes, is that it's after they are, or I guess it's when this agency is getting to the house, they're just rolling in fucking zombie astronauts moon suits. And spacesuits. Yeah, they're just
in fucking astronaut suits, man.
And, like, they're just hands out slowly walking at people and just, what is going on?
I didn't remember that that's how they ended up, like, started that sequence either, to be honest. I was like, just, fucking astronauts rocking into the house? What is this?
Apparently, just hazmat wasn't good enough. They had to go full on space gear.
Which, how the fuck even walk in those suits in California?
They're not designed to walk around freely in regular Earth gravity, that's for sure.
Yeah, they gotta be heavy, and I know it's, you know, at this point, what, November 2nd in California, but it's still gonna be toasty in that suit, like just clanking up the hill. That's a big hill in front of that house.
So I completely forgot about the whole frog scene.
Yeah.
Like, even when it was happening, I was like, I didn't remember this. And my first reaction was like, holy shit, they're going to kind of put the frogs to sleep and then they're going to dissect them and do that thing. I was like, oh shit.
Okay, did you guys dissect frogs?
Yeah, but not like that.
Yeah, I dissected frogs. We didn't throw cotton balls of chloroform in a jar with them.
We weren't chloroforming frogs and cutting them open. Like still, their hearts were still beating.
I dissected cats in high school. Right. We did all cats? The fun stuff. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Cats was bio too.
What do you mean cats? Where the fuck did you get a cat from?
They're from like shelters. They like euthanize
that
them.
That doesn't make it better.
I'm just telling you where they came from. They were like from shelters where they got euthanized and they put them in formaldehyde.
And then they embalm them and send them. You can just order them online.
Oh my God. I've never been more angry on a podcast. I am right fucking. We dissected baby pigs and you said we're like, no, we did cats. The fuck?
I don't know what's the problem.
Were they skinned like
no.
No, they're just fucking everything.
No, you just
furry little kittens and you're
they're not kittens, they're cats.
Oh my God, they're fucking full-grown adult cats that are dead. Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure they're from shelters. They euthanize them.
Oh my God.
Probably.
Oh my God.
I don't know if they still do this. I just know this was a thing at least around like when we were around the time we were in high school.
Does it help or does it hurt?
I know that the pig thing named the too. Cats.
What?
Does it help or does it hurt that they had us name the cats before we cut them open?
What kind of fucking shit is that?
I mean, I'd.
What'd you name your fucking cat? Dahmer.
Honestly, I don't remember. I remember what a buddy of mine named his in class, and had to change it, but I am not going to repeat what it was.
Fucking.
He got away with the name for about a week and a half, and
he named it what?
I'm not going to repeat it because it's terrible.
As soon as he said that, I knew that this kid got in trouble for it because it's like a creative, terrible name. I'm sure
it is. God. Yeah.
I'm crying, guys. Jason. Oh no.
Yeah. But the cat was crying too, and they
but dissecting the piglets was okay.
Yeah, babe deserved it.
Yeah, they were little baby pigs that you dissected, weren't they? Oh, Ted's distracted, so he won't answer me.
Yeah, I mean, pig.
I'm sorry, I got a little distracted.
You dissected pigs, but they were not full grown pigs, right? They were
no,
like
they're baby pigs.
Baby pigs, so that's okay.
Yeah, they die of natural causes. You guys,
You can get the cat.
Natural causes of euthanasia.
Oh, maybe. You can shave the pussy. That's cool to know.
They're only $100 a piece, by the way. I found the website. I'll send one to your house.
Wait, hang on.
He Googled it.
Tell me you're incognito mode before you're Googling dead chat delivery.
Dead shaved.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you what I Googled. It doesn't make it better. Dead shaved. But...
Is it dead pussy delivery? Because it makes it much worse.
No, it is not.
Oh my God.
It's a family-friendly movie. You guys are fucked
up. Oh, yeah. That's
not one that kink shame. Anyways, all right, back to the questions. Jesus,
E.T. would have totally ate that dog, by the way, if he would have gone back with him.
Oh, what's all right? All right. Speaking of eating dog, think about eating dogs and E.T. and whatever. So when Michael finds E.T. dead in the stream, that raccoon is right beside him. That raccoon has taken bites out of E.T. Did you guys see that raccoon right beside him?
Yeah, that raccoon doesn't just. I learned recently that they kill chickens. And was out in the daytime. That is a rabid raccoon. It's going to ruin your day.
It's going to ruin E.T.'s day. My friend's going to walk up missing a finger.
Although it's an incredible eye for Michael to just be out riding his bike and spots that pale ass body.
Oh, from like 100 yards away as he's like riding across
in the water, in the rocks.
To be fair. E.T. was like translucent, glowing white at that point. So,
also, I imagine riding a bike with E.T. in the basket is difficult, but I imagine riding a bike with a dead E.T. would be much harder. Like
dead weight, yeah.
Like, do you drape him over your shoulder? Like, where do you put him? Like, I feel like you can't put dead E.T. in a basket. I feel like it's going to be like two.
Can you like put him on your back and like hold his arms?
Tie his long ass arms into a damn knot.
Just say like tie him around your neck. Yeah,
like a fucking ascot or what the hell it's called.
Scott. Oh goodness. That was my first thought too, is like tying a sweatshirt around your neck.
Okay.
Can't really do that with a being with
all right. Woman, so. What is a famous actor that's in a small role in this movie? I feel like we've already mentioned the two biggest ones.
Drew Barrymore doesn't qualify, right? Or does she?
I think there's an actual answer in here, but it's someone that I mentioned when I was talking to Rachel Knight that I don't think either one of you two know, but there is a guy that's in a small role. It's in Michael's friend group.
Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to kind of look at some of those guys, but I didn't know. Like, nothing really struck me or stood out anyway.
I assumed at least one of them was like semi.
So Corey Feldman was cast in this movie.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
But they eliminated that role and he lost
it. Oh, he didn't get like, okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I know.
So they saved his number and that's why he's in Gremlins.
I'm just saying, I don't think I know any of these guys.
So C. Thomas Howell is in the friend group. He's Pony Boy in Outsiders and a couple other 80s movies. Mm. You know.
Yeah, Outsiders. he was one when I went through the IMDb, looked familiar, but I couldn't really place him, I guess. Like, I knew him from something else, but
yeah, Stay Golden, Pony Boy. I made my son watch that recently and he's like, this movie's just sad. Like, it was really sad.
Yeah. That's...
Also made him hate cops. So, proud papa moment. Anyways.
Not exactly uplifting.
Yeah. Killed Johnny. Is it Johnny? Yeah. All right. What is something that hasn't aged well? We started talking about this thing on the 20th anniversary and we got distracted by just ruining a kid-friendly movie. So in the 20th anniversary of this movie, and they mocked the shit out of it, and they've since fixed it. Spielberg went back and he CGI'd the guns out of the cops' hands when they try roadblock and they have shotguns and shit. Oh. And he put walkie-talkies in their hands because he did not like the idea that cops would have guns drawn on kids. And since then they have fixed it because people are like, you can't go back and change art. It gives the
It is what it
it's
was.
It's his movie.
Right.
It is his movie, though. So I guess you can change your own movie, right?
Well, I mean, sure, I guess.
But... Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. Even then, let's keep in mind, harboring a fucking alien.
Also, the worst fucking roadblock ever.
Yeah. They
like drove a couple cars pointed at each other and stood by the front fenders. And there was 5 yards between them, and they just like watched him drive through and end up flying as they went by. Like,
yeah,
what the hell kind of roadblock is that?
I understand you're not trained for
that's a trying to stop OJ type roadblock.
Well, just like drive the cars like in like their noses together so they can't like drive through or I don't know. Like, I don't know. I was like watching and I was like, they just like parked their cars there and stood there with guns drawn and then just like watched them just go.
I mean, now those kids are shot, but whatever, you know. Pay for our lives, and an alien. E.T.'s taking one to the chest.
Movie's over, kids.
All right. Obviously you guys don't. All right. So like I said, I was watching it with Rachel Knight. She thought it was gonna end up E.T. dying. Did it ever like enter your head tonight that like E.T. wasn't gonna make it to the end of this fucking movie?
No, I mean, I knew that he didn't die, so
yeah, I guess it's the part of I knew, so like it didn't cross it. There wasn't even a moment of just like, because I do have those on some of these, are just like, oh shit, is that not how this goes? Like, I didn't really have that at all.
So, my favorite memory of this, like, I watched it with my kids last year, my oldest had watched it before. And my youngest, Owen, was bawling when E.T. was dying. I was trying to console him. I'm like, hey, man, it's just movie's not over. We got time. And Gavin was pissed. Stop crying. Just stop crying. It's just a movie. And like, I paused the movie and I stared at Gavin. I'm like, you bawled like a baby last year when we watched this. How about you sit this one out? And he's just like, whatever.
I mean, it is for sure. Yeah, in that moment, definitely. Like, if you haven't seen the movie and you don't know what's going to happen,
it's like a 10-minute scene, man. They like let E.T. die for a solid 10 minutes.
They drag it out, and then again, literally put him in a body bag and in a coffin.
Body bag.
Put him in a cold ass coffin.
Yeah.
Put him on ice.
Put him on ice.
That's what he says.
I don't know.
Put him on ice.
I'm gonna double check. They just found E.T.'s corpse in the water. I'm pretty sure there's a goddamn raccoon right next to him.
There is, yeah.
There absolutely is.
No, you're yeah, no, there is.
Right there.
Because on the long shot, I thought there was like a basketball in the water bouncing against him, but it's just
there was just a raccoon like north, like just chilling. I mean, Ted, you're right. Like in realistic circumstances of that are like you guys
I
are told right.
You,
like,
I just that found raccoon, out they killed chickens. They're eating that damn alien.
That raccoon, if it is out there like by a dead fucking alien, like he's gnawing on his head or something, like gnawing in some part of his head.
That again is gonna smell like complete shit.
now he's a wet alien.
So to follow up on your question about like, did I think E.T. was gonna die? And no, and the one reason that was, and I guess my brain could have been wrong, but I knew that there was a scene of them all flying.
Yeah.
And like we had said, and I was like, well, that part hasn't come up yet. And I don't remember him being dead at the end of the movie. So that has to still happen. And I'm like, even without that, I was like 95% sure he didn't end up dying at the end of the movie. Oh, yeah, I also remember that as the like body bag, they were showing like the body bag and stuff. I was like, oh, his heart like starts glowing or whatever.
Yeah.
The body bag. And I remembered that too, as the scene was happening. So
yeah,
like I said, there was a lot of this movie where I was like watching and I was like, oh yeah, I remember this, like the like scenes or like parts of something would trigger remembering the next part. Even if I didn't like couldn't have told you what happened before I saw it.
And they also like just make Guy and E.T. look so awful.
Oh,
so
there's some I don't really know why or how. There's some like very well done stuff of humanizing E.T. is like just like literally humanizing him, relating to him, whatever it E.T.
they them.
They call him him. But it as like a person.
I saw Tez.
No one ever asked E.T.'s pronouns.
Well, I'm just they call him him, but like it's an it, like I don't know. They probably don't even fucking have genders. I don't know. But
how would you know there's not two to compare anyway? Sorry. Oh my god, not what I meant. Let's keep moving down what you were saying, Jake.
Oh my god. All the thing that was meet the fuckers was like, I fucking milk E.T.
E.T. has nipples, Greg. Can you milk E.T.? Oh my god. Oh man. I think he does have nipples, by the way, so that works.
He does have nipples. What is everyone's favorite part of the movie that's not E.T.'s nipples?
Man, I think, and it's happening right now, it might be E.T. waking up in the like the cold chamber and just being like, E.T. phone home, E.T. phone home.
And Ellie's like, shut up.
He's like,
man.
Shut up, and like zips the bag up and throws a blanket on top of him. It's like, dude, goddamn, no, you have to be quiet. Shut up.
Pretty breathable body bag, but whatever. You know, like
I like the Halloween scene where they get dressed up. You know, they have the whole plan with Gertie, you know, just you're going as a ghost. We talked about it.
The picture part is so funny.
Yeah, the picture and he just screams and falls back and he does the little ouch where he's going for the fake knife and trying to touch Mike and then when they're out
and they see fucking Yoda. See Yoda outside, you know.
Yeah, they pass the most realistic Yoda head on the planet. And yeah, he just goes to the home.
Which is like I in researching this movie, like you don't think about it, but like Empire Strikes Back came out a few years before this movie, so like Yoda looks pretty fucking good in that. Like, they had to make E.T. look good because they've already seen Yoda. Like, you have, like, you couldn't fuck this up, right? I understand E.T. is much bigger than Yoda. Yoda's a smaller creature. But
flabbier.
E.T.'s flabbier or Yoda's?
E.T. is much more.
Yeah.
Bigger body, for sure.
Yeah.
Big boned.
he's getting that Zippic. My favorite part is definitely the end. It gets me every fucking time when like E.T.'s like, come, Elliot's like, stay. He's like, ouch, and he's like, I'll always be here. What's he like?
Here.
Oh man, And it just fucking ends. Like, that is some restraint.
I was all for it until the spaceship took off and there it made
the rainbow.
Come on. What is this? A fucking PBS show? What are we doing?
I'm never recording this in June and we can find out that. It's to record this in June, July, so Tez can be anti-rainbow. It's not June anymore.
Well, yeah, I've said some things. I've said some things that out of context would not go great.
Look, you're the reason that we get canceled, not me.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't dislike the rainbow thing necessarily, but I was like, yeah, I think you, honestly, it probably could have been just more of a hard cut, not necessarily a hard cut, but like just the ship takes off.
Just doing it, taking off, yeah, and just.
Under 2 hours, man, moves in and out. Like we talk about when we discuss Jaws, man, Spielberg just is good shit, you know? And like, all right, real quick before we start wrapping this up. I meant to talk about this earlier when we're discussing E.T. and Elliot flying over through the moon. Where does that, like, that has to be like a top 10 movie visual of all time, right?
Probably top like, five.
Honestly. Oh, yeah. I mean,
I didn't want to say top five, but you're probably right.
I'll say it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody
DreamWorks is the guy fishing on the moon right now. Yes. But it was.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody could like make an argument for like five or six or something above it. But it's
Amblin
like,
Entertainment that uses.
Oh it. Yes, yeah, yeah, you're right.
And I think they still use it.
I don't think anybody would like. I don't think anybody would call you crazy for calling it top five.
And Spielberg has so many of those. Like, think about the goddamn, we're doing Jurassic Park next, the goddamn water scene, the water vibrating part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
At least two from Jaws, right? Like, the girl getting killed at the beginning, and, you know, like, but yeah, that, him in front of the moon, and the music, speaking of the music, great. John Williams, like, just awesome, you know? Like, I read somewhere that John Williams did the score and they actually did it opposite of how normally. So normally the director gives the composer the movie. He's like, hey, fit it around this. And John Williams was like, I made this score. You edit the movie around this. So they literally had to edit like the last 10 minutes around like the music to fit like the scenes and the action beats. Cause they're like, we're not fucking with this right now. Like, and like the last 10 minutes, there's so little dialogue. Like, once they start flying, the kids start flying.
Yeah.
It's like 20 minutes. Yeah,
really,
like 20 lines.
Really, once they start moving. Yeah, it's not a whole lot of. It's not a lot of dialogue. It's just, it's what they're doing. They're moving forward. They're on their mission.
Also, you know, I'm a sucker for good friends. Michael says, hey, meet me at the park. And those fuckers just meet him at the park. Like that is some quality friendship.
Like they're just there, like looking at the like bubbled up, bubble enclosed house.
They didn't even see E.T. yet, right, man? They just saw him in the van leaving as his trip.
He's like, yeah, meet me here, and they just go.
And they're dragging two humans at that point in the
the tunnel tube thing that was connected.
I'm just glad that Michael's friends know where the park is because Michael doesn't. They just know it's by the preschool and don't know how to get to any.
I don't know. Mom always drove me. And Michael and his friends turn into like professional BMX bike riders, which I enjoyed the scene, but they're like jumping down the hills and stuff.
Oh, it's game time, man. It's just adrenaline flowing. You're feeling the vibes.
I mentioned this time when I was watching it, like, and I got told it's every boy's dream. But every boy, like, that's our dream, man. You're on your bike with your friends. The cops are chasing you. Like, every 12-year-old's dream is you on your bikes, cops chasing you. You don't need the alien. Even the alien doesn't even have to be there. Just you guys outrun the cops on your bikes, you know? And they get to do it. They get to run through a fucking suburb that's not yet built, you know? Michael's apparently a very good bike rider. When the first cop chased him, he goes up that hill pretty goddamn fast.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like in those scenes, like they turn like the bike riding scenes, they turn into like professional like BMX riders. But
we need to watch fucking what's that bike riding movie that we never watched? The Rush or Grind or the other one.
Grind we watched. That was skateboarding. Oh. That I love.
There's another one. But anyways.
I don't know what movie you're talking about, to be honest.
I don't know if I even think about one. Anyways.
Can we talk about, so I think we're to the end. Ted, do you have, we're done with like topics.
Yeah, we're done with the questions.
Right? So, all right. I had one big thing that like from the start of the movie and kind of through so this is in the valley or in California, whatever. It's in California in like a valley.
They don't ever say where it's at. Apparently it's supposed to take place by.
No, they Tahoe. show on the. On yeah. That it's in like north, kind of northern California.
But it doesn't make sense because Redwoods wouldn't be where they show on the map. But yeah. Yes.
So there's a few things that happen there. So at the beginning, they show like a valley. And that's a very California scene of like the lights on and like a development in like a valley and kind of the natural foliage and everything. Then there's like a cornfield for whatever reason.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why the fuck is there a cornfield if this is in like a valley in California? Like an actual, like not just like a garden.
You don't think they make corn in California in the '80s?
Not I mean, in a developmental community in a valley. No, they don't.
Yeah.
Like not a field of it. Like make it, maybe somebody wants to try and grow some in a garden, but not like that. And I was like, why the hell? Like that was the first thing. I was like, why the hell is there corn there?
Also, then, we don't grow in the corn if they're an alien.
Yeah. You don't like follow some weird thing chase something in the corn. That's a no, no. But then, yeah, then you have like, the like redwoods or what they kind of show as like dead giant trees. And it's just like, where is this movie? Like, where do you want this movie to actually be? Like, can we figure that out, please? Because it's very confusing.
Yeah, it's definitely the redwoods that it obviously is what E.T.'s staring up at him and is just what leads him to missing his getting abandoned, which led to
real shitty friends of E.T. in that fucking spaceship, by the way.
The first note I
had. They don't believe in man behind, apparently.
First note I had for this movie, and it recurred quite a bit in my head, was just E.T., you dumb bitch. It's just he's just distracted, and this is where I started to theorize.
I feel like we should have E.T. E.T. needs an ADHD test to see what the fuck
on that has. I think, you know, in like our society, the way
in a proper society
where we're at with space travel and things like that, we have our best and brightest and that's who we send out. I think E.T.'s people are at the point that
who would you compare E.T. to in the Armageddon Oil Riggers crew if we're doing random
Steve space? Buscemi.
No, he's not Steve Buscemi.
Just whoever's the dumbest one. That's the one I want to give it to.
Owen Wilson's in that movie for a hot second. Can we make him Owen Wilson?
Wow.
I got to the point where I'm just
I don't see E.T. fucking riding a nuclear warhead. I'm just saying.
No,
I feel like his people send out.
Is he a prisoner
sent out for labor, and this is what he does? He collects plants.
They're paying back for him.
Because definitely kid's a moral.
They're definitely to the point of sending out like
the man casual, made a casual citizen out of a speaking spell that crossed the galaxy. I think he's a moron.
I would have liked to seen what the robed guy that picked him up could have done then.
Sure, he pulled some stuff off, but like I'd say he's not perfect. That dude, I've got some questions about the mental fortitude of that guy.
No, they were definitely to the point of sending out like casual people to forage and like search for plants.
It's casual now. Knee deep in the passenger seat.
I did have down that it was extremely 10-year-old behavior for Elliot to, as soon as he got him into the house, just explain everything he owned with one sentence to somebody who does not understand what he's saying.
No fucking idea.
All right, real quick. Yeah, since we're well past the Tom Danielson line. The biggest line of this fucking movie is E.T. phone home. And it's E.T. dressed up by Gertie. Like, I feel like
when she dresses him up. Oh, yeah.
It's so hilarious. Like, the most, like, dramatic scene is him being like, that's how I'm getting home. but also I'm dressed up like a Barbie. Like, just so crack funny. Me up. Like, he pulls the wig off. Like, no, I got to pull this wig off, B. To make sure you understand that.
Honestly, I think if you just say, even before rewatching, if somebody just says E.T., I think that's the picture that pops into my brain. I'm not even kidding. Him just dressed up.
The big flower hat?
Yeah. The big flower sun hat on.
I will counter that with him in the towel in the bike. The blanket. Him in the blanket.
That's fair. I'm just telling you.
That's what I see in my head.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I'm just telling you. I'm pretty sure in my head, like, that's what would, like, him dressed up by Gurney is what pops in my brain.
Yeah. So we're all on record that if we found Alien, we're calling the feds.
No.
To the NSA who's listening.
Yes, exactly. Tez understands the assignment. I don't want to end up in the goddamn gulag. Yes, of
course.
They're
listening to my phone, probably watching me anyway. Like, they're going to know. I don't have to call them.
I can't wait for fucking Sean's goddamn ads now when he went and found dead cats.
Dead shaved cats.
Yeah, we're going dead shaved cats.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Other descriptor.
I'm not even sure. That's probably not even the top three worst thing I've searched this week.
Oh, what? This week?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
oh, my. All right. Anyways, find us on iTunes.
God knows what's in there.
You know,
so
last podcast we did, apparently I got cut off for the quote, the motto or whatever I was going to say.
I don't know, your internet or computer to say.
Yeah, you didn't... a little annoyed, but I'm not home tonight, so I don't have it. That's a failure on me.
Just forgot it?
You know me, my memory. It's hot shit.
Shame on you.
So until next time. Remember, kids, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, I honestly support. So enjoy your afternoon, evening, good night. I don't know. Till next time, Jurassic Park in a few weeks. Find us on... I quit. Later, guys.
On the internet.
Peace out.